Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with Beginner Runner Village, podcast number 42, Become a Runner Class, Day 7, Injury Prevention. This is the seventh in a series of 10 podcasts that condense all the other topics into just 10 episodes or 10 lessons. I probably should have called it the Quick Start Program because that's really what it is. I hope as you listen to these, you'll feel more and more confident and excited about becoming a runner in 2017. Now, before I continue, I know you're wondering where I've been, as I was releasing a podcast every few days when I started this series of 10 podcasts, but then I disappeared for a long time, well over a month. Well, in December, I came down with a sinus infection, which gave me laryngitis, making it impossible to record a podcast, which shouldn't have been such a big deal because that should have been just a few days, but it actually took me weeks, literally, to get over it. I ended up being on antibiotics twice, and that was with several weeks in between, thinking that it was going to keep getting better, and it didn't, and I don't know why, it just lingered. So I think I can finally say that my voice is back to about probably 90%, but that's in fact what happened. People are still telling me I don't sound quite right. So if you notice that, now you know why. Now, let's get to the topic of injury prevention as regards running. It really comes down to five basic rules. One, listen to your body. If something hurts, even a little bit, pay attention. It might be the first sign of an injury. Not listening is a huge mistake. If you give yourself a rest, stop your run early that day. Take a day off, get a massage, foam roll it. Chances are it will never develop into a real injury. But if you try to push through it, boom, you can very well suffer an injury. Most people are reluctant to do this because they think, what if it's not an impending injury? What if I can run through it and it'll go away? You know, this is the thing. You don't know. It's a crapshoot. It's a foolish risk to take. If you even try to push through it and you're on the verge of an injury, that'll do it. You will have an injury. Why risk it? It's just not worth it. The very worst thing about running injuries for beginner runners is that you haven't gotten very far into your running career yet. This can cause some people to assume that their body just isn't strong enough to run. That's virtually never the case. But when an injury causes you to miss several weeks from running, it's demoralizing, and it can really set you back, more mentally than physical, actually. You'll feel like you're starting over, and some people are not willing to do that. The answer is to follow these guidelines and prevent an injury in the first place. Number two. Don't overdo it. I mean, don't get carried away and don't push yourself too hard. So often, new runners get so enthusiastic that they try to improve too quickly by trying to do too much. That's one reason you need a schedule. You need a reasonable plan set out on paper by an expert, and you need to follow it. Always, don't train hard every day. In other words, apply the hard, easy principle. I'm wearing a shirt right now that says, run, recover, repeat. That's a great message. Think about that. The recover part is at least as important as the run part. By overdo, I mean don't overdo anything. Don't overdo by training hard 2 days in a row. Don't overdo by training extra long on a given day when it's not called for on your schedule. Even if you feel fine, and don't try to run faster than is appropriate, which for a beginner runner is a very easy pace. Don't go from doing workouts that alternate walking or running to trying to run a whole mile nonstop. Don't overdo by adding in a lot of cross training. Cross training is great, but add it in just a little at a time. Don't get carried away, and besides running, do yoga, biking, and maybe take a Zumba class all in 1 week. All these things are good. But if you did that, your body would not get sufficient recovery. Remember, all things in moderation really is a great motto. Number three, strength train. Strengthen your whole body. strengthen all the muscles of your body, making sure your strength is balanced, meaning your quad is as strong as your hamstring, making sure your left leg is as strong as your right, and your core is strong enough to allow you to run with good form without lots of pounding. Yes, a strong core is critical to being able to run without pounding, so work at it. Remember that your muscles stabilize your joints. You're much more likely to suffer an injury if the muscles around your joints are weak, because that puts so much more stress on the joint. Number four, learn and practice good form. Good form is much easier on the body. In fact, for most people, good form will be the difference between knee or hip or foot pain and no pain, between injury and no injury. Good form won't prevent all injuries, but bad form will virtually guarantee them. And don't think because you're a beginner, you can't have good form, because you absolutely can. Number five, get regular sports massages and see a good chiropractor. Ask around in the running community and find people with great reputations. Otherwise, you may be completely wasting your time and money. Try to get at least a series of three sports massages over the first 3 months of running. And if you could get one like every 2 weeks, that would even be better. And try to see a chiropractor at least every few months. These things will go a long way towards preventing injury, because they'll keep you running more smoothly, and your body will be more fluid, and you will have a greater equilibrium in your body. In other words, not working one part of it too much more than the other. You want your body to work really well, and this will help tremendously. I highly recommend getting a sports massage, in fact, one, before you even start running. A sports massage is also called a deep tissue massage. They tend to be somewhat uncomfortable, not painful, they shouldn't be, but they're not the relaxing experiences you might first think of when you think of a massage. However, you will be amazed at how different your body feels and how much more comfortable you feel when you exercise. They're incredibly helpful. Your body has gone through a lot in your life, and a good deep tissue massage will start to try to bring it back. That's why one isn't enough. You need several. And each one, you'll get more back to where you were 20 years ago. The chiropractor will help to accomplish exactly the same goal. So whatever money that costs, believe me, it is worth the investment. Okay, that's it. Do those things and you'll run for years with very few times, or perhaps no times, when you have to take off time from running due to an injury. Now, quite a few people have emailed me over the last few months wanting to be on the waiting list for my programs when they open up again. That's what I had said to do. I had said, I've closed them because it's full. Let me know if you want to be in the program when I open it again. Send me an email. Well, people have been doing that, and thank you for doing that. But sadly, I've decided not to reopen the program. I'll be completely candid with you. Even though I had 100 people in the program over the last couple of years, meaning it was essentially full, it just wasn't profitable enough to keep it going. It cost more in time and money for me to do all the things I had to do to keep it going. I'd have to double the price to make it worth the time and expense of maintaining the membership site, managing the customer service, responding to emails, etc. Now, some of you are still enrolled because you purchased a one-year membership. No worries, you're fine. I'm not kicking you out of anything. I've just decided not to open it to new members. So when these memberships run out, then I will close down the membership part of the site. My plan at this point is to take all my schedules, which provide you with daily workouts from the first days of beginning to run all the way to a half marathon, divide that into two different books and sell those on Amazon. So that way you'll always, anybody will have access to my programs when they listen to this. So it'll be just a one-time fee. It'll be probably in like a spiral ring notebook. So it'll be easy for you to open it up and see each week's workouts. The other option, though, and this is pretty darn exciting, is that I'll be hosting, continuing to host beginner runner retreats, 3-day retreats that give you the opportunity to come to Tampa and spend a long weekend with me, immersed in beginner running. It will be great fun, and you'll learn everything local clients would learn from me over a 12-week period. Now, that may sound ominous, like, oh gosh, that's a lot of running in 3 days, but it's not. You know I don't believe in you doing too much too fast. You know I'm especially concerned about that. I promise a weekend of fun activities, of great times with other people embarking on the same journey, people you can relate to, people like you. By the end of the weekend, you'll have a whole set of new friends, all beginner runners like yourself. You'll be exchanging email addresses and becoming Facebook friends and planning on returning, I hope, the next year for another retreat together. We'll do a few drills. I'll explain about form and I'll watch your form. We'll discuss shoes and every topic I've covered in the podcast. But at the retreat, you'll have the opportunity to chat with me in person to discuss your own personal situation. Everyone will have a private coaching conference enabling us to evaluate what individual challenges you may have. I'll answer all your questions and I'll work with you to explain how to execute the Run Walk program. Plus, you'll leave with a copy of the book with all the schedules and you'll join my online Facebook group just for retreat attendees. So that means after you leave the retreat, you can still continue to ask me questions on a daily basis and interact with the other people that came to the retreat. We'll visit great restaurants while you're here, and I'll make sure you get to see lots of cool sights and visit my favorite running haunts. We'll take the water taxi to Eulalie Restaurant, which was recently featured in Emeril Lagasse's show, and we'll spend a couple hours cruising the bay on a dolphin sightseeing tour. We'll take a bicycle tour around town and along the gorgeous Riverwalk. There's a lot to do in the downtown Tampa area. Think of it as a great long weekend with fun people making great memories. Watch the Beginner Runner Village website for more information on the dates for next fall. Before I leave you with the customary quote, I've got another piece of news. I'm working on a documentary film about runners over 50. We're in the fundraising stage right now, and we hope to start filming this summer, hopefully in July. Now, this is going to be a great, feel-good, inspirational film. We've already shot quite a few interviews, and you can see the trailer for the film by going to our Facebook page. Now, the Facebook page is titled The Human Race, a Documentary. Because that's important, because if you don't put documentary behind it, you'll land on something else that says the human race. That's not the right thing. I will link to it in the show notes. My friend, actor, producer, writer, and avid runner, Liz Vassy, is the driving force behind this project. It was her idea from the start. I'll let her tell you about it.
Hey, my name is Liz Vassy, and you might know me as an actress. I've been one for about 30 years. You might know me from The Tick or ER or Two and a Half Men or CSI. I'm also a writer, and I am also an avid runner. Running is very, very important to me. I started doing it when I was going through a difficult time in my life, and I'm pretty sure it's the one thing that got me through. I was curious if I'd ever have to give it up, and I did the research, and I found out, no, I don't ever have to give it up. There are many runners running marathons into their 70s and 80s and 90s, and I was so intrigued that I went to Florida, where I met Debbie, and I met a lot of runners over the age of 50, and I thought they were remarkable. I want to make a documentary about this group, about runners over 50. I want to fight against the stereotype of aging. I want to show people over 50 in the badass light that they deserve, but I need your help. I'm making this documentary called The Human Race. And if you go to Indiegogo, again, it's called The Human Race on Indiegogo, please donate if you can, if you have extra change. If not, just help us get the word out. Help me make this a reality. I would so appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And go visit Indiegogo. Thank you. Bye.
I'll link to the crowdfunding page in the show notes. Even a small donation, $10, even $5, is greatly appreciated. And of course, your donation is tax deductible. Now, here's today's quote. Fitness is not about being better than someone. Fitness is about being better than the person you were yesterday.